يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله. My noble audience, last week, Friday, we tried to discuss the philosophy behind Dharra, behind Sanity. Why does Allah Almighty send upon His loved one Sanity? And the verses that I quoted that Friday basically gave us an understanding that the tribulation that will come our way will not be of moderate intensity. It will be high intensity. And you would remember and recollect that I used the word from the Quran that zilzilu zilzalan shadeeda. And Allah will shake the loved one. And normally people are shaken when they become stagnant. I made mention last night, and alhamdulillah it was a very, very good gathering last night. So many people came. That many a times we find products on the shelf, and they say, before you shake, shake well. The reason why we shake well is because certain important particles are sitting at the bottom. And they are being wasted. So we shake it well, so those particles start to move. So when the person consumes, he consumes those particles that are very, very resistant. Likewise, when the ummah becomes stagnant, Allah Almighty will shake. And sometimes, when Allah intends to give somebody something that he cannot attain through his own physical effort, Allah Almighty will allow him to be tested. And through the test, he will display patience and forbearance. And in lieu of that forbearance and that patience, Allah will give him a reward, a rank, a status that he could not attain through his own physical effort. And that's why Allah Almighty says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. But Allah Almighty, in lieu of sabr, gives a reward that has no boundaries, no limit, no hisab. Whenever we do a good deed, there's a limit to our reward. But sabr that is not tangible, that is not visible, that needs to be demonstrated in the theater of adversity, will only be displayed when a person is placed in the theater of adversity. So Allah Almighty, by His own will place His loved ones in that state and will allow them to display that patience. And once they display that patience, they will attain that status that basically Allah has designated for them. Now the verse that I recited, so this is a recollect of what we discussed last week. So the verse that I recited is from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse 124. And it is a principal ayat when we study the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. And I believe that the entire life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam builds to this ayat. So the climax of the life of Hazrat Ibrahim ends on this ayat. 124. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهم. The first half of this ayah is a depiction of all the struggles that Hazrat Ibrahim made in his life. So Allah Almighty says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. Allah Almighty tried Ibrahim with different commands. With different commands. بِكَلِمَاتٍ. Sometimes he was ordered to break ties with the community, break ties with his parents, make hijrah from Babylon, from Babylon, from Iraq, move away. If we study his life from a very early start, we will realize that he was tested. And all these different tests basically have been encapsulated in the word بسلمات. Allah Almighty tried him with different commands. But what was the outcome? فأتمه. He succeeded. He succeeded. Now if a person is tried and tested by the Creator and he succeeds, there has to be a reward. Even in these companies that people work in, if a person does a good job, his boss will reward him. And he will reward him in proportion to the effort that the person has made. Now when the test is intense, and Allah Almighty, the examiner, makes a statement that he has atammahun task, he has to be rewarded in proportion to the test. So Allah Almighty says, now the second part of the verse, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. This is the climax. This is where the story of Hazrat Ibrahim ends. إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. We have made you the imam, the leader for generations to come. Meaning that if humanity wants to attain the status that you enjoy right now, then they need to study your life and they need to uphold the principles by which you live your life. Right now in the world there are three divine religions, Christianity, Judaism and Islam. And all three attach themselves with Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he is that universal personality that is accepted by majority of humanity, by the divine religion. And this is due to the effort that he made. Now I would like to travel from Surah Baqarah to Surah Tawbah. From Surah Baqarah to Surah Tawbah. So Surah Baqarah is Surah number 2. Now we go to Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9. And let's open the pages to verse 111. Allah Almighty makes a very strong statement. A very clean statement. A statement that is very clean and it doesn't have any ambiguity. No confusion. Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنْفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ. Verily Allah has purchased from the believers their life and their commodity for the price that they shall be given Jannah. So basically Allah Almighty in this verse, and keep the struggle of Hazrat Ibrahim in mind, Allah Almighty is saying that you will be tested. Sometimes the test will be in terms of your physical health, but that is a medium test. It is a moderate test. Sometimes you will be tested in relation to the disobedience of your children. That is a moderate test. But there will be two outstanding tests. And one is the test of your own life, where the circumstances will demand. The divine guidance will guide you to give your life. Where you have to give your life for the sake of Allah. This is a mighty test. Har insaan ko apni jaan badi cheez. Everyone loves his life. Whatever we are doing in the world is to sustain this life. And nowadays people have worked upon the atom and they have attained ascendancy, uruj and tarakki. Basically everything that we see around us, the modern research and the technology and the science, is to comfort this body. Basically comfort the life. It is to comfort this life. But life is very, very dear. And it is dear to Allah Almighty as well. And that's why Allah Almighty says no one is allowed to take his life. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are, you're not allowed to take your life. Because Allah is the one that gives life, and Allah will determine when life will end. Allah is the one that gives life, and He will determine when life will end, no one else. Life is very, very dear. And the second test is belonging, commodity, good. And why good becomes very dear to a human being? Because he struggles for it. He works hard for it. He sweats for it. He leaves the comfort of his home early in the morning and he returns back home lethargic, tired. He sacrifices 8-9 hours every day so he can collect commodity, goods. So he has that natural attachment with the goods. So if we work for something and we sweat for it and we tire ourselves for it, we're going to develop a relationship with it, a ta'alluq with it. And that's why I read a quotation, very interesting, that one day Bill Gates and his daughter were dining. And in America they give tips. It's not a common practice in Australia, but in America you have to give a tip. So the waiter came to Bill Gates and he gave $5 as a tip. The richest person in the world gave $5. Then the waiter went to the daughter and she gave like $50. What a stingy man. He's giving $5, the richest person in the world, and the daughter is giving $50. But Bill Gates was asked, why? You know that you gave $5 and your daughter gave $50? He says, I'm the son of a poor person. And she's the daughter of the richest person. He says, she didn't work for it. She didn't have to work for it. And that's why we see that many a times parents, they work very hard, tirelessly, to make her a state. And when the children are in control, they squander it. It's a grief for them. And it's very painful to the parents. Because that commodity has a journey behind it. Has a struggle behind it. So basically Allah Almighty indirectly is saying that whatever you have achieved through struggle is sacrifice when demanded. This is what Allah demands. And if a person can succeed in that test, in that struggle, بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, with certainty this person will be rewarded in Jannah. Now that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in the initial stages, was tested. But one of the tests that he had to succeed in, فَأَتَمَّهُمْ, was to give up his homeland, Hijrah, for the sake of Allah. To please Allah Almighty. Whatever belongings he had to give it up. He, his wife, and Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam migrated from Babylon empty-handed. So the second test that is less intense than life test was succeeded by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam when he left Babylon. But he left everything. But to attain that high status, there remained one more test. And that is the test of life. But Allah Almighty even intensifies that. To give your own life is very easy compared to taking the life of your own blood and flesh. Many a time, the father will say, take my life. He's surrounded, he's cornered by criminals, by murderers. And he will say, take my life, but leave my wife and my children. But in that scenario, your own life becomes easier. To give that life becomes easier. And that's why they say one of the hardest things for a father is to bury his own child. It is very hard for a father to bury his own child. But that is his flesh and blood, and there's a great investment in it. All our parents, we know that they struggle throughout their entire life, and they sacrifice their own comfort to give us something. Because there is a great sacrifice, there's a great attachment. So Allah Almighty intensified the struggle of life for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And that entire struggle has been captured in Surah Safat. Surah Safat is the surah that comes after Surah Yasin, Surah number 37. So Surah Yasin is Surah number 36. And from verse 100 onwards, Allah Almighty speaks about that mighty test that Allah Almighty Himself declares to be Bala'ul Mubeen. Bala'ul Mubeen, a manifest trial. Outwardly, when we see something outwardly, from the bahir, we may consider it to be great, but inwardly it may not be great. We do not know the intensity inside, but when Allah Almighty, who designed the test, He declares it to be, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ, that this was a manifest trial, it is a great trial, that in itself indicates that outwardly, inwardly, it was mighty. We cannot put words to that test. We cannot really fathom the intensity of that test and how hard it was to come out on the other side, mi'a fil mi'a, with flying colors. It's hard for us to understand. But I want to take out a few lessons from this story in which Allah Almighty has spoken about Hazrat Ibrahim. So it starts off from verse 100. And Allah Almighty says that Hazrat Ibrahim said, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me a child from the righteous. From the righteous. There are two ways to say this. Listen to the first way. That is not the style of the Quran. The first way, Ya Allah, grant me a pious child. That is one style. Ya Allah, grant me a pious child. This is one style. That is not the style of the Quran. The style of the Quran is Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, grant me a child from the pious. But my child is not the only pious one. There are many like him. There's a mighty group. Ya Allah, make him from that group. In this there's a lot of humility. There's tawadu. Not saying that make my child pious, but make my child from those that are pious. And that's why Allah Almighty, what does He say in the Quran? إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِينَا. Verily the abrar will be in delight. It is a mighty group. And that's why in the glorious Quran, in the last group, when Allah Almighty speaks about the extraction of the soul and how a person will be addressed at that moment, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ اِرْجِعِي إِلَى رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّةِ. The order is that, O peaceful, successful nafs, soul, you should exit from this station towards the station of Allah's grace and pleasure. And then the person should say, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي, make me enter amongst your slaves. And then after that, allow me to enter Jannah. That we are going to enter into the garden of bliss with a group of people. And that's why in the Quran, it's always good people, bad people. So that Ibrahim alayhi salam, very humble. He says, make my child from the pious. Increase that group of pious people. And that is the maqsad of a believer. That we have come in this world to inculcate the orders of Allah Almighty and to increase the group of the pious. If we die, think about it, if we die after 60 or 70 years and we have not brought one person in that group, what is our contribution? What is our legacy? If we have not brought one person in the abrar, let alone the person is not an abrar himself. That's why Hazrat Ibrahim says, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامِ رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, Ya Allah, grant me a child from the pious. One more amongst the abrar. One more amongst the awliya, the rabbaniyin. The group is increasing. So Allah Almighty responded by saying, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ, we give you the glad tidings of a forbearing boy. Allah didn't say, He will give you a child that is a abid, or will give you a child that is qanit, obedient, or give you a child that is prosperous. But Allah Almighty said, we will give you a child that is forbearing. Because this quality was the quality that allowed Hazrat Ismail to succeed at crunch time. Now I want to pause here and relate a strong message because what is happening in the world right now. We are being tested. We are being tried. Each person, as one body, Muslim world, we are being tried. But our trial, compared to the trial of Ismail, is less. He succeeded because of this one quality that he had forbearance. Hilam. Urdu mein kehte burdbani. So this is a greater quality than patience. If humanity is inhaling and exhaling and living their lives in spite of all the treachery, it is because Allah is Halim. Allah has forbearance. If Allah did not have forbearance, we will not take the second rest. A person that is wretched, evil, who contravenes the ahkamat of Allah, he will not take the second rest. It is because of Allah's hina that humanity lives as they live, in the state of fisk and fujur. Now Hazrat Ismail was to present himself in front of his father in time to come. He needed that one outstanding quality that will allow him to go to the slaughterhouse. To present him to be slaughtered at the slaughterhouse. And that quality was the quality of ilm, forbearance. And that's why in abundance we need to ask Allah Almighty to grant us ilm. Because the Nabi of Allah says, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِهِ, adorn yourself with the characteristics of Allah Almighty. Meaning that Allah is forbearing, we should try to be forbearing. Allah is kareem, He's gracious, we need to be gracious. He is rahim, merciful, we need to be merciful as well. So the first lesson that we take from this story is that we ask Allah Almighty in abundance to grant us hilm, forbearance. And wherever Allah places us, May it be in the arena of prosperity, affluence, opulence. Allah Almighty allow us to succeed in that thing by making shukr, by keeping ourselves away from arrogance. And when Allah places us in the theater of adversity, ibtila, tribulation, musibah, Allah Almighty allow us to succeed there as well by being adored with forbearance and by displaying patience. At no time, may it be in this theater, the theater of prosperity, or the theater of adversity, do we forget Allah and the command of Allah Almighty. This should be the zindagi, the life of a believer. And we learned it from the different trials that Hazrat Ibrahim went through. Of course, we have only scraped a little from the story. Inshallah, we will continue next week by the will, by the grace of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty, allow us to succeed wherever we stand. SubhanAllah.